Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She owns stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Fall's the most wonderful time of the year, Heather, for you, because we need all the scents, right, that you sell at Osmond Designs. We need the pumpkin spice.
You kind of do, Lindsay, yeah. Right? It's that time of year. I don't know about you, but I love getting the sweaters out, the jackets. You know, everything just feels a little cozier. I love the weather, but this week it's kind of turning a little bit cold. Which I'm not excited about.
Fall is definitely here. But there's another thing about fall that we need to kind of keep on our radar. Around Halloween time, we got to keep our home safe, right? A lot of people out and about, a lot of people trick-or-treating. The holidays bring packages to your front door, and there's porch pirates and all that. So I know we're going to discuss all of that today.
All of that. So welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Of course, we have Lindsay Ayres, you know, the guru here at KSL. And let me just give a little shout out. Lindsay, this is our last week together.
I know, it's so sad.
I'm so sad. You're amazing. But, Lindsay's so cool. She's been doing radio for so long, and she's moving over to their television department.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get to watch you on the television. We actually are excited to invite Jeff Kaplan, who is the KSL afternoon reporter, right?
He's the host. He's the
big host. Dog of KSL in the afternoon. So we're excited to have Jeff join the show with me next week. So stay tuned for that.
And you can't hear Jeff today, but he is sitting with us. So we'll just talk about him because he can't defend himself.
How's it going, Jeff?
He's not on the mic. He's not on the mic. But Jeff is the ultimate pro, Heather. You are in like more than capable hands. So you guys will be fine. And you just watch for me on TV. It'll be fun.
I'm excited to hear all of Jeff's DIY, you know, successes and misses. And
you got to give him tips on how to design his home, Heather. He needs some interior design help, I think.
Jeff's in trouble. Some real estate investing tips. So Jeff, you're in for a real treat because not only do we get to talk about everything real estate related in the state of Utah, but also in the country. And it's always good news here in Utah. So it's a really fun, upbeat show. And, with what's going on in the world, we all just need a little happiness. And hopefully we give tips and tricks to help people make money here in Utah and keep their home safe. Today, we are so happy to welcome back Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security back on the show. How's it going, Jamie?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
It's good
to
see
you. My last show, I'm so honored, Jamie, that you're our guest today.
I'm honored too. Thank you.
Okay, Jamie, we're going into the fall, right? We have Christmas packages. Hopefully, you're not a procrastinator and you are starting to get those Amazon trucks arriving to your homes already. And we really just want to keep your home safe. How do we do that, Jamie?
Absolutely. Well, you'll notice, I don't know if you're like me, but the general trends are people are not waiting for Black Friday. Black Friday is happening right now. People are shopping earlier and earlier. The deals are already out there, which, of course, means more packages delivered on people's doorsteps. And we did a recent survey of 1,000 homeowners throughout the United States, and 21% of them had a package stolen that was worth at least $100. Mm. And 70% of those people never got reimbursed for it. So it's a big problem. 39% overall had experienced some package theft at some time. And when you look into the stats, 49 million Americans have had at least one package stolen from their home in the last year, with values adding up to $2.4 billion.
See, ouch. I'm the person that orders too many Amazon packages that I have to check my app to remember what I ordered instead of just opening
Christmas
the packages
every day.
So I need a Cove app because then I can check my app to make sure my packages showed up on my door.
Definitely. So we recommend, of course, a doorbell camera. And beyond that, though, you can see when someone's at your door. There are a few tips here. Of course, there are now Amazon lockers you can have your packages delivered to, so they're not piling up on your doorstep throughout the day or even overnight if you miss it. There are porch lock boxes you can get. So I recommend just Googling or going on Amazon searching. There are some secure locking mechanisms you can, and you can leave a note for the delivery person to put them in that and then lock the lock behind it. So a few little tips there. Get to know your neighbors. get to know the delivery person if you can. They usually have the same route, so you get familiar. At least at our house, we do. We know the Amazon delivery person very well.
Cookies, water bottle.
Yeah. So talk to us about how Cove Home Security helps keeping people's porches safe, especially as all our packages are coming right now.
Okay. So first we have, of course, a great doorbell camera option, and it is wired or wireless. So if you don't want to bother with the wiring, the one battery charge will last a few months. There's a very convenient app that will let you know. It'll pick up motion detection or if someone rings the doorbell. Beyond that, a home security system where you've got sensors on your front door, because some people can pretend to be delivery people, go up to your front door. If it's open, they can walk right in.
Yeah.
So, of course, you want those sensors to notify you if your door is being opened. And if it will set off an alarm if it should not be open.
Well, and my doorbell isn't, my door rather isn't wired for a wired doorbell. So having the battery operated is something.
It's a great doorbell camera option, easy to install. There's an indoor little chime so you can hear the doorbell going off, and it has an SD card to store the local footage. So it's a really easy solution, and it will help a lot with your security.
I think so, too. And keeping our home safe has never been more important. I love that when someone comes to my home, it usually notifies me on my cell phone. So if I'm not home, I know who's there. I know what's going on. And oftentimes I can even talk to them through
Definitely.
My cell phone, which I think is the coolest thing ever.
Yes, the two-way audio communication is fabulous. It's such a great feature to have.
Yes, and say, just go ahead and leave that package on the front step. And then you can tell your kids, go get the package. It just came without
yes.
having them have to answer the door.
Yes, definitely. Or you can text a neighbor, hey, can you grab this package for me? So it's not sitting there. There are a lot of great workarounds.
Jamie, there are a lot of security companies out there today. What makes Cove different?
Cove is a great solution because it is a wireless, easy DIY install. You don't deal with salespeople, door-to-door, knocking on your door. You don't have to let in technicians to install your system. It's wireless. Just plug it in and peel and stick your sensors around your home. No drilling, no wires, no mess, no contracts, professional monitoring, less than $1 a day. So it's very affordable. 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. If you don't love it, send it back. There's no commitment here. This is also a Utah company, so we're right here in the Draper area.
Okay, so there's some other really cool things about Cove monitoring that I really love. One being you have water
yes.
monitors. What is this?
So in my mind, our water leak detector is the unsung hero of our home security system. People think about burglary and they're like, well, crime isn't a problem in my area. I don't need a home security system. This monitors water leaks. We also have a smoke detector that will notify the monitoring team and send help if needed. So the water leak detector, you just place it, you know, under your sink, near your toilet, near your washer, in your basement, near any pipes. So it will notify you first if the temperature is getting too low and that pipe is going to freeze. So it will prevent your pipes from being burst.
I have had this happen.
It's so bad.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And 1 inch of water can cause up to $25,000 in damage to your home. So this is just such an easy way to prevent damage to your home.
And in Utah, we have so many basements. And I don't know if you're like me, but I don't always go in my basement every single day. So to have this monitoring service is so, so important. Today we have Jamie Armstrong, Cove Home Security, on the show with us, helping us know how to keep our home safe and how to protect all those packages that are coming. We have the holidays coming, so make sure you're prepared. Listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz. Heather Osmond is with me. She owns Osmond Designs, which her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be at Traverse Mountain. I can't wait to get a little closer to Salt Lake, Heather, because selfishly, I need a passport to go to Utah County.
Lindsay, you're so fun. We love having you on the show. You are so real, and it's so much fun. Right now at the Osmond Design Stores, it's fall. We love it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm a little biased. I love Christmas too, but fall is great. I love the colors. I love texture. So those cozy blankets and the beautiful pillows and the smells, you know, the pumpkin spice and the cinnamon apple. I'm kind of a sucker for all those things. And so make sure you come check out our stores this week. We have an additional 20% off the lowest mark prices. That includes all clearance and closeouts and all the good things because it's our 20th anniversary of being in business. So it's going to be, you know, wrapping up this year. We're excited about that. And, you know, bring your trucks and trailers. We have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. And the coolest thing is you don't have to have the same thing as seven of your neighbors because we don't stock 500 of the same thing. So come check it out. We're excited to have you. How to keep your packages safe and how to keep your home safe is the topic for today's KSL Real Estate Show. We have Jamie Armstrong back as a guest again. She is with Home Security. It's called Cove.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you about ways to keep your home safe, especially as the holiday season hits. People are traveling more. They're leaving their homes empty. The temperatures are dropping. You've got to worry about frozen pipes. You've got to worry about fire hazards, package thefts, all that good stuff.
Jamie, we need to talk about this again because we touched it briefly at the end of the last segment, but you guys have a water monitor that you offer with Cove Security. And this is unlike anything else I've seen where I've had this happen. We went on vacation and while we were gone, the pipes froze and we came back to a basement full of water. Probably is a similar story to what many have experienced in Utah in our cold winters, but the product that you offer can help prevent that.
Definitely. It's just such a small little plastic square. You just set it throughout, you know, near pipes, near your washer, anywhere that water might leak. And it will, first of all, notify you if the temperature drops. So it will help you prevent the pipes from bursting in the first place.
Yeah, I was going to say once the water hits, that's the damage.
It's right. So as quickly as you can, of course, address that, the better. But hopefully you never have to deal with that. And we did have a reviewer who we had sent a system to, and she had put one under her washing machine, and it had leaked. Mm-hmm. And it just notified her within the first few drops, so she was able to save that from turning into another disaster.
That's amazing. Wow. So recently, I worked with some clients who owned a cabin up in the Sundance area, and it was a beautiful multi-million dollar cabin that had a flood. It was something that they only visited occasionally. And your monitoring service would have saved them so many months of heartache in trying to repair and renovate, you know, a full gut.
Definitely. That's the goal, right? You want to just catch those first few drops of water before it turns into something that will take thousands of dollars and months to repair.
Or hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And how perfect for people who own second homes. Heather, you work with a lot of those folks who, you know, aren't here all the time, right?
Oh, for sure. And I have a personal story. My daughter actually left her faucet on upstairs after she was getting ready for school one day. And a lot of times I would take her to school and then I would just go to work and then come back later throughout the day. And this day I actually happened to come home and I was in the kitchen getting a glass of water and just saw out of one of the can lights in the ceiling, just this really slow water drip.
Oh my gosh.
And of course I panicked and thought, that's not good.
Oh,
so
no.
Luckily I went upstairs and my entire daughter's bathroom floor was covered with water because the sink had overflowed and it didn't drain as quickly as the water was coming through. So there are things that, you know, you don't anticipate, you don't imagine that can happen to your home. So I think this is fantastic.
Of course. It's just this little tiny device that can save so much heartache.
Jamie, love that. Talk to us about some other products like that Cove offers.
Well, as we get into the winter, we're going to be lighting candles to be cozy. We're going to be having fires in the fireplace. So of course we want to talk about fire prevention as well. We do offer a monitored smoke detector, which means if it goes off, we will alert you. We will also alert the monitoring team. And if we don't hear from you within a few seconds, we will dispatch the firefighters to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you want to make sure those candles are secured. They're not going to get knocked over, that you don't leave them unattended. And then, of course, chimney fires. Get your chimneys clean. Make sure you have a cap so there's not a bird building a nest in there, you know, all those types of things. You want to prevent those fires from happening. And in our recent survey of 1,000 homeowners, fire was the number one fear they had for their safety concerns around the home.
I had an animal in my chimney once, and my dog was like growling at it. So he just like, my dog would sit at the chimney and just growl, and you're like, what is in there? But something like that could have really, if we had used the fireplace, could have created some hazard.
And unfortunately, I have a personal story that I can
share. Oh my gosh, let's hear it.
If it's not worse than your daughter leaving her sink on, then you're fine.
Oh, you guys. So my dad growing up was a firefighter for Provo City. He actually drove the fire trucks and he was the engineer that worked all of the gauges. Well, one day he was in the fire station and the fire department was called to his own personal home.
Oh, no.
He's an employee.
And he recognized the address and he said, oh, no, that's my home. And it just happened to be that there was a dryer vent that was full of lint.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't know how to work the fire extinguisher. She didn't know that you had to pull a pin. Mm. And my dad was really embarrassed by that.
Oh, sorry, no. Mom.
My bad.
Telling the story on KSL. But yes, we need your system. There are things that happen, things that are unforeseen. We don't even think about. We're busy in our day-to-day lives. So grateful to have Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security on the show with us. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, you can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. I know I go out for Saturday walks and listen to all of our KSL shows. So just search for the KSL Real Estate Show or download the KSL News Radio app and you'll find this entire episode there. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs is our host. She owns stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. It is so good to be with you. Selfishly, though, I will say this is my last show today.
I know. It is a little bit sad, but you'll be around.
I'll still be in the building. I'll still be in the building, so it's fine. But you have Jeff Kaplan, our afternoon host, coming in with you, who is the ultimate pro. Like, if you think I'm good, Jeff is beyond. He is a wordsmith. He teaches us how to write here in the building. He is beyond. So you're in good hands.
And I'm so excited to meet Jeff. This is going to be such a great opportunity to co-host with you, Jeff. Jeff's in the studio with us right now, listening in. So welcome, Jeff.
But we can talk bad about him because he's not on a mic. He can't defend himself.
And Lindsay over here, she's just moving to the television side of KSL. So we wish her the best. Yes. So excited.
I'm very excited for the transition. Radio has been my home, though, for a long time. So.
And you're so good.
You're in good
hands. You're fierce, girl.
Okay, so let's talk about how we're going to keep our home safe today. We all want to believe that we live in safe areas. We live in the state of Utah. Generally, we feel safe here, right? We have, maybe compared to some other major cities, low crime rates, but it happens. And we work in news. We report on this stuff all the time.
I know. I hate that part. I will say, you know, I'm personally in my own little naive bubble and I feel like, oh, my neighborhood is safe. I know my neighbors. And I don't have people steal packages, at least not that I know of, off my front porch. And I, you know, I grew up in the day where you could play outside and I could ride my bike and all of those good things. And we are definitely in a different day and age. Not only do I own the Osmond Designs furniture and interior design stores, but I also am a real estate investor. So keeping my home safe, keeping my rental property safe and the tenants safe is a big deal. That's why we have Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security back on the show with us. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We love having you. So we've been talking a little bit about some of the features and the really cool things that Cove has to offer. They're a local Draper, Utah company. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that I love supporting local business because I am a local business and I know how hard that we work. So I love supporting you. Let's tell our KSL friends just a little bit about Cove in general, what makes you different, and then we can talk about some of the features that Cove offers.
Great. Cove was founded by people who have been in the home security industry for a combined 30 years. So they know all the pain points, the things people hate about it, the door-to-door salesman, the long contracts, the expensive pro installs, all that stuff. So what they did is they took it and just turned the whole industry on its head. They are wireless. It's an easy do-it-yourself install process. You follow the screen step by step. You have no contracts. The professional monitoring is less than $1 a day. It's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can try it. If you don't love it, send it back. There's no commitment here. You're not trapped into something you don't want to be.
So Jamie, what are some of the barriers that keep people away from using home security?
So what we do know is about half of the homes in America do not have a security system. And the top three reasons we came across were, number one, too expensive. Number two, low crime rate. And number three, I have a dog. I don't need a home security system. And what was concerning to me was that more men than women had a security system. And so I feel like maybe there's a correlation there between women not feeling like they can afford to have their home secured. And so we have made it as inexpensive as possible. We offer an Affirm payment option. It's just very affordable, and it will provide so much more peace of mind.
It's funny you say the dog as a deterrent for getting a security system. My dog woke us up at 6 a.m. this morning barking, and we couldn't figure out what he was barking at. And that would have been an instance where having one of those would have allowed us to go check it to see if anyone had walked by, to see,
right,
just put us at mind, because we're still like, I don't know what he was barking at. Maybe it was a scarecrow. Maybe a dog walked by. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's a mystery. They can't tell you.
No,
yeah, it's true.
If Buddy could talk, that would be amazing.
Exactly.
So a lot of the cities in Utah have what they call group me's, where people in the city can actually post on social media and say, hey, at 3 o'clock, my camera, my video saw this. Does anyone recognize this person? Or, you know, there's cars that are broken into, and a lot of these cameras are seeing and catching these people.
I love that. Yes. A sense of community is so important. Communicate with your neighbors. Let them know if there's a strange car that's been parked there for a while, or people jogging by you don't recognize. Just keep an eye out. Pay attention.
Also going to say, in the news business, we use those door cams a lot to put them on TV and say, this door cam caught this, and police are now looking for a suspect.
One of my favorite that I just saw recently, it went viral. There was someone left their garage open, and there was this beautiful golden retriever in there, and the burglar actually popped in to steal some stuff, and he stopped to play with the dog because it was so friendly, just giving him belly rubs, talking to him, and so he risked being caught to play with this dog.
But maybe another good reason why a dog is not good security, because my dog is all bark, but would he actually bite?
You might have a little more faith in your furry friend than you should.
Right.
Those burglars just bring treats, and then it's all
there. You go.
Right.
That's all it would take.
If my dog got a treat, he would be fine.
He'd be fine with any stranger. You know, another camera story that I saw that went viral was, I think it was an Amazon truck driver came to a home and actually fixed the American flag.
I saw that one.
That had fallen. And I loved that. I think there are a lot of really great stories that, you know, we can share on the radio as well as, you know, all the scary things.
Definitely. It's fun to see something uplifting and fun, and just know that there's still good people out there doing good things for
us. Sure. And it's all because of those great cameras. People in Utah are so innovative. I love Cove Monitoring for figuring out a way to monitor water in a home, fire in a home, the camera system, home security, all of those things in one, just to make it fast and easy for people to install these things.
Definitely. You want to make it as easy as possible. Everyone deserves to feel safe, and we're making it effective and affordable.
As people come to you and they review your product, share with us some of the success stories about how they feel like having a Cove home security system has helped them.
Our CEO specifically has had the water leak detector save his home from flood three times.
Oh, wow.
So again, I can't emphasize it enough. Water leak detector, please, everyone. It's just such an easy thing. We also offer a medical alert pendant, which is just such a simple thing. You wear it around your neck like a necklace. If you fall, you push the button and they will dispatch authorities for you. We have had several customers write in about their elderly mother or someone who has had that extra help that they need because they can't watch their elderly parent 24/7. So that's another one.
A great gift for the holidays too, to gift it to someone who you're like, I can't be there with you 24/7, but now I can monitor.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then of course we have many stories about sending the police. The door alarm went off or a window. It just helps deter burglaries so much more.
That's incredible. Okay, so this past week I was burning a candle. I'm a little weird about scents in my home. It's kind of a big deal. I'm in the business. So I love, love, love that cozy smell that this fall time provides. And the candle was burning. And then all of a sudden I was in my office working and I heard the glass break.
Oh my word.
I know. And I've never had that happen before. And so I walked out to the hallway where I'd lit the candle and it was flaming. I mean, it was almost like this little bonfire in a glass canister. And if I wasn't home, my entire home would have just burst into flames. So I'm very grateful for, you know, not only the monitoring service that I have that hopefully would have prevented that if I was not home, but, you know, just a safety tip, don't burn candles if you're not home.
Exactly.
Well, Heather, here's this for
don't
a
do
plug.
It.
This is why people need to go to Osmond Designs and get the Pura filters.
Exactly.
Because that's not burning a candle.
Exactly. You know, we have those at Osmond Designs. We also have Scent Air, which is the same company that provides all of the scents for Disneyland. So when you go on Soarin', you know, that orange smell that they just happen to spray right at the perfect time as you're flying over the orange trees and and orange fields. There in California, we have all of that at Osmond Designs. And of course, they're in all the fall scents right now. We also have the Christmas scents and they're selling. And then when that Amazon truck guy comes to your door and you open the door and he says, "What is that smell?" I love it. I'm sure, you know, we all need that in our home and makes us happy. Our home needs to be somewhere that we love to be. And like you said, we need to feel safe and secure in our homes.
Definitely.
We also want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They're local. Again, you know, I'm a little biased because they're my bank. They've helped me grow my Osmond Designs business from the ground up. They've been in business for 130 years. They offer every kind of loan program, residential, commercial, construction loans. They even have a money saving plan for kids. So go check out Central Bank if you need any kind of loan for your home. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security on the show with us. She's been sharing all of these tips and tricks about anything home related and how to keep your home safe. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. All right. It's Halloween time. This is a wonderful time of the year. The kids go out trick-or-treating soon. And there's kind of like these unwritten social rules we have where you leave your porch light on and people can come to your house to get candy, but you aren't home. So then you're just inviting people. But if you turn your porch light off, then your home isn't lit, right? I'm thinking about the trick-or-treating, you know, the night of Halloween where everyone is out. So we're going to talk a little bit about home security in this segment and how we keep our home safe when we're not there.
We need that so much. And Utah has more kids than any other state in the country. I haven't looked at all the stats to see what that percentage is, but I know it's true. So we do want to keep our kids safe. And, you know, there's always a parent that has to take the kids around the neighborhood. So how do you do that? You know, it's almost divide and conquer. One parent stays home, grandma stays home, or you have to turn your lights off if you want your kids to go. Anyway, it's always tricky. Today, we have Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security on the show with us today. Jamie, give us a little bit of help here.
Yes, I just wanted to share some quick, simple Halloween safety tips for homeowners that will keep you safe and the trick-or-treaters safe. First, you want to make sure your property is well lit. It can be tempting to go with the spooky and dark, you know, fun, creepy vibe, but you need those kids to be able to see where they're walking. Make sure your path is clear. Make sure you have your doorbell camera on so you can see if it is, in fact, a trick-or-treater or something a little more menacing.
Yeah. Does that invite people if you're not home, but your home is well lit, or it's the opposite where your home is well lit and it deters crime?
I think light is always your friend.
Yeah.
I think you can have your walkway lit, but still have the porch light off to signal to trick-or-treaters that we're done with it for the night.
Right.
But if your home is dark, that's a prime way for intruders to prowl around.
You're not home. Yeah.
Halloween is also prime time for pranksters. It's not a huge problem that I've seen around here, but it does happen. If you can, park your car in the garage. Keep your pets in another room so they don't dart out the door and scare the trick-or-treaters or get loose. Don't let your door stay wide open. Open and close it very quickly so people can't see what's in your house and just get a layout of your floor plan.
Yeah.
We are running our best sale of the year right now, 65% off.
Ooh.
Plus a free indoor camera. So if you are thinking about it, now is the time.
And this is DIY. You can do this yourself.
It is pretty darn easy.
All right. Yes. So how do people find it?
CoveSmart.com.
Okay, that's the website, covesmart.com.
Yes.
And there it'll walk them through, because you're saying there's no wires, there's no contracts, there's no, just, it's overwhelming to purchase a security system.
It can be, and we're making that process as simple as possible. It's a plug and play. Plug it in, follow the instructions, stick your sensors around your home.
Mm. Wow. Can it really be that easy, Heather? Like, it sounds too good to be true.
Is it easy enough for me, though?
Right, I don't know. Do I have to get out the tools?
No excuses. And if you do need help, our customer service is 24/7.
Amazing. I love it. Jamie Armstrong with Cove Home Security on the show with us today. Jamie, always a pleasure. You give such great information to keep our homes safe and secure through the holidays. Really appreciate your timing. Do not procrastinate. Get your stuff installed now before you have to walk through 2 feet of snow to get your security stuff installed. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us today.